We will move to number 20 on our agenda, Reel in the Memories campaign update with April Larson, who will be joining us virtually.
Good morning, Commission, Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling. April Larson, Marketing Coordinator. And I will be joined by, in person, Chris Hall, the Communications Specialist. And I'm really excited today to present an update on the Reel in Memories campaign we have ongoing with the South Dakota State Parks. As you're familiar, over the past few months, we've really discussed the Reel in Memories campaign. We have the ongoing activity where we're encouraging everyone to come to the state park, fish, join in an activity, an event, cook fish, do everything fish related. It's a great opportunity for campers to get out fishing or families to join us in the park for the day, and then they win stickers and then have the chance to be put into a drawing to win that ultimate fishing camping experience. With the Reel in Memories campaign, we've really been focused on promoting fishing in our parks, which is a great opportunity. And you've seen between working with the Wildlife Division and the Parks Division, it's a great opportunity to work together. So in our efforts to really get them and keep the momentum going with the activity and promoting fishing with the resources, the great locations we have, the great bite we have going right now with our fishing in South Dakota, is we've been sending out a lot of promotional emails to our campers and to those that even have lapsed fishing licenses and those fishing so that they're aware of it as well, trying to get those that may fish into the park and vice versa. One of the recent exciting promotional opportunities that the communications team, and the reason why Chris Hall is here too, because I want to give him credit with his ability to direct, and I would like to show our Reel in Memories promotional video that they recently were able to film, and it's been included in the targeted emails and on social media. And it looks like they're pulling it up for us right now.
We'll see if we can get this to work.
Dude, this better be worth it. We've been playing Lewis and Clark on this trail for 2 miles.
Oh, it will be. This spot, nobody knows about it. Nobody.
Hey guys, come on down to the honey hole. The fish are biting.
Or at least they were.
What the heck? How did you guys find my spot?
We're just camped right over there. We've been coming here for years.
You mean we could have driven here? Now the fish aren't biting, and I'm starving. Dude.
You guys can also come over for s'mores. There might even be some good fishing over there too.
Well, if nothing else, you guys got some s'mores and you get one of the really cool bluegill stickers for fishing in the park.
Hey, is this the right lure?
No.
Just go eat a s'more.
Thank you. In the Reel in Memories video, you'll notice that really harnessing and captivating on not only like hikers and those that may be going to find their best fishing spot, but also the convenience for campers to join in on this activity this year and have some fun. On Memorial Day, our targeted email went out to just over 147,000 emails, and of that, 22% opened. So we were able to see quite a few clicks on the video and encouraging everyone in the parks, especially our list, to go out fishing and getting involved with this activity, which we have been seeing some great numbers with that activity. We've had 717 anglers submit as of last week. So it is getting quite a bit of popularity. The next thing I would like to present on, though, is how we're kind of taking the Reel in Memories to the next level. So we're already starting to think about how do we cross-promote this? How do we keep the momentum going, not only this year, but moving forward? In the previous presentation, Shayla Larson, the R3 coordinator, was able to join me, and we chatted about the first Catch Center. So that's the new trailer that's going to be going across South Dakota, and it already has, and it will be joining us in additional parks this summer. To get the momentum and to keep the momentum going, we're launching a First Catch t-shirt for youth. So if, again, you're able, or I can, it looks like I can share, I caught my first fish in South Dakota State Parks t-shirt. So these will be given to South Dakota State Park managers to hand out to kids that they see fishing, specifically, hopefully their first catch, to get them excited about fishing, and then the opportunity available in South Dakota State Parks. We will also be giving these out to the conservation officers so that they will be able to also hand them out to youth in the park that they're seeing as they are doing their rounds and patrolling, which is really exciting because we're going to continue the I Caught a Fish in South Dakota State Park t-shirts ongoing with the First Catch Center and to get kids really excited to continue to go fishing. And the third one, I'm actually going to turn over to Chris Hall, the communications specialist, who's going to talk about another ongoing project that we're looking to continue the momentum, especially targeting families and those being able to go out fishing with a take fish activity.
Yeah. Thanks, April. Madam Chair, Commission, Secretary Roebling, Chris Hall, communications specialist from Game Fish and Parks. Glad that you guys know that I'm not just behind the scenes and more than just a pretty face today. So one of the things, this next thing that we want to talk about really kind of stems from Secretary Roebling and came in. We were talking about tagged fish and the excitement of catching a tagged fish and kind of going with talking with communications people and our anglers in our office and friends, and catching a tagged fish is a big deal. And we're talking about how many of us have and haven't, and Secretary Roebling said, well, why can't we put some tagged fish in some of our parks and some of our urban fisheries that don't have any science attached to them? It's just essentially a tagged fish, and it's a prize fish, prize tag. So sat down with park staff and some of our fisheries staff to kind of figure out, how do you get the most bang for your buck? If you take 200 tagged fish and you put them in South Buffalo Lake, which is a huge fishing complex, you're not going to get much of that return. So let's try to identify some smaller park watersheds and some urban fisheries, work with fishery staff to be able to accomplish tagging fish and not add more workload to our fisheries crews and not add more workload to our park staff. So what we came up with on a really quick timeline is we're going to do a pilot program at Farm Island. I'm going to go out shocking and tagging next Friday with some of our peer fishery staff at Farm Island. And we really want to focus on fish that are attainable and reachable from shore. So you're thinking bluegills, white bass, catfish. So we got bright, super bright colored tags. They're just basically like one of the clothing, a tag you get on your clothing. I think these are bright pink. They say GFP prize. Please go to the park office to get your prize. So we're going to start out with some Reel in the Memories t-shirts and then some of the shirts that you just saw. Hoping to get that accomplished and really get the word out through our social media, but we'll do some press releases and probably even go and talk to some of the radio folks in Pier. But with the idea of, I've already talked to a lot of our regional fish staff and saying, okay, we want to identify some parks, working with Director Van Meter and staff, and identify these parks where we know we're going to get return, right? Because if you put out 500 fish in a lake and nobody ever sees one, it's not that, it was a failure, right? So, combining that idea, those fisheries, with the idea that we don't want to put any more work on our staff, so during their regular stocking, regular activities next spring, we will be stocking fish in fisheries all across the state with the idea that it's not any more work, but we also want to get return. And the one thing that I will tell you is that sitting down with park staff and wildlife staff and coming together and getting some excitement just in two or three conversations and meetings that we've had has been a lot of fun, because we don't always see that. We kind of work separately and then kind of come together. But this has been from day one, both sides coming together going, yeah, this could work here. This could work here. You know, do we want it just in parks? Well, we should probably put it in some urban fisheries too, because we know Family Park gets 1,800 hours per acre. So that's been exciting, but it's also kind of one of those things where you take the excitement of catching a tag fish that even somebody like Nick Harrington, who fishes every day, still gets excited on that tag, and trying to get it to young anglers and kind of go, oh yeah, this is, we're fishing, but there's also a chance to do this. And if I do it, that's even a little bit more, you know, success. So it's a really good offshoot of what we're doing. And I think it's a really good way, just another Lego in the wall, right? To make sure that we're keeping that enthusiasm going forward. And always the user generated content, because of course we're going to get pictures and all that stuff that always flies the best on our social media. So, just a brief update on kind of a neat project that came from our esteemed secretary. So thanks. April, you got anything else?
No. With that, we'll take any questions. Thank you.
Very good. Any questions or comments from the commission? The only thing I will say, the department, all of the department, the different departments within GFMP, they do such a good job, but nobody will know about it unless you communicate it. And the unique twist that you guys have done to communicate that across the users, even the Sasquatch thing, we're attracting folks every single day. So good work.
Thanks.
All right.